All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. You look around, folks, and the field of 68 teams is set for this year's NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, but there are plenty of questions to go around as far as this field of 68, and that falls into the laps of the selection committee. You look at a team like St. Bonaventure that finished the year with a record of 22-8. They went 14-4 in conference play, which included winning at Dayton along with beating St. Joe's. But it's a situation where the A-10 simply does not get enough respect, and because of that, St. Bonaventure is not going to the big dance. You look at the Ohio State Buckeyes. They came out of the Big Ten Conference with a record of 20-13. They went 11-7 within the Big Ten, along with victories against Kentucky, Michigan, and Iowa. But for their sake, they are not going dancing. You look at the Monmouth Hawks out of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. This team captivated college basketball this season. I know the antics of their bench during games really caught the eye of plenty of people, but you know, you can't discredit what Monmouth was able to do on the basketball court as they went 27-7, 17-3 within the conference, and out of conference, they have victories over UCLA, Notre Dame, USC, and Georgetown. Now, I know that Georgetown and UCLA, who are historically national powers, did not have great seasons this year, but you can't fault Monmouth for taking these games on their schedule. More importantly, going on the road and getting victories against this team, against these schools. I mean, Monmouth made their conference tournament final. They lost to Iona, who is going dancing, and Iona is a good team, so you really cannot hold, and you really should not hold that against Monmouth. But Monmouth is a team right now that has a legitimate gripe. You can make the same case for San Diego State. They went 25-9, 16-2 in the Mountain West, and they beat Cal out of conference. Now, I know that the Mountain West was not that strong this year. They only got one team in. That was Fresno State, the tournament champion. And if you look at it, Fresno State and San Diego State gave it everything they had in that final game. But you look at the way that San Diego State played, especially down the stretch, they made a legitimate case to get into the field of 68. A team that is in, that has plenty of question marks around them, that's going to be the Vanderbilt Commodores out of the Southeastern Conference. Vanderbilt was 19-13. They went 11-7 in the SEC, but they had plenty of questionable losses, including losing to Tennessee in their opening round game of the SEC tournament. Tennessee came in as a 12 seed while Vanderbilt was the 5. And if you are a bubble team like Vandy was, you really do not help your case by losing to the 12th seed in your conference tournament. The only thing that Vandy had to hang their hats on this year was the fact that they beat Kentucky. But the fact that Vanderbilt is in is very questionable. You look at St. Mary's out of the West Coast Conference. St. Mary's went 27-5, 15-3 within the WCC. They beat Gonzaga twice, and they also beat BYU, but they fell to Gonzaga in the conference tournament final, and that is something that should not be held against a quality team like St. Mary's. Sticking in the West Coast Conference, you look at the BYU Cougars, who went 23-10, 13-5 within the West Coast Conference. They beat Gonzaga and St. Mary's, and that has to count for something. I know the West Coast Conference was very top-heavy this year between St. Mary's, Gonzaga, and BYU, but the bottom line is going 23-10 in college basketball is nothing to overlook. Then you look at the seeding in this tournament and how the committee really got it wrong. Maryland, coming out of the Big Ten Conference, which was one of the better conferences in the nation this year, as a 5 seed, is a joke. I mean, Maryland was one of the top teams coming into this college basketball season. I thought they were more worthy of being on that 3 or 4 seed line. I look at the Indiana Hoosiers, who won the Big Ten's regular season title, and they got dropped to a 5 seed. That right there is a slap in the face. I really thought that Indiana was on that 2, maybe 3 seed line. You look at the Kentucky Wildcats, who won the SEC tournament. Kentucky comes in as a 4 seed, and you look at the way that Kentucky really put it on coming down the stretch of the season. Kentucky had a strong case to be a 3 seed. You look at the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame coming out of the Atlantic Coast Conference, one of the better conferences this year in college basketball, and the Irish are heading into the tournament as a 6 seed. And you look at some of the things that the Irish were able to do this season. They beat Iowa, Duke, North Carolina, and Louisville. Now, I know that Louisville is not in the field of 68, but that is due to the fact of NCAA infractions that are self-imposed infractions ahead of an NCAA investigation. You look at the West Virginia Mountaineers coming out of the Big 12 Conference. The Big 12, 7 of their 10 schools got put into this field of 68, and West Virginia was able to hold their own in that conference all season long. Now, out of conference, they beat San Diego State and Virginia Tech. And within conference play, West Virginia knocked off Kansas, Texas Tech, and both Iowa State and Baylor twice. A questionable number one seed has to be the Oregon Ducks coming out of the Pac-12 conference. I understand that Oregon won the Pac-12. I understand that Oregon won the Pac-12 conference tournament, which included 2 victories over Arizona this year and a blowout victory over the Utah Utes in the tournament final. But you look at the case of Michigan State. The Spartans were, they're coming in as a 2 seed into the NCAA tournament. They were 29-5 overall, 13-5 within Big Ten conference play. They beat Kansas, one of the top seeds in this tournament, along with Providence, Louisville. You look at the fact that they beat Maryland twice, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, and they had the trifecta against Ohio State as they beat them 3 times, along with knocking off Purdue to win the Big Ten Conference Tournament. And I think that is an ultimate slap in the face, not only to Michigan State, but also the Big Ten Conference overall. Because if you look at the top conferences this year in college basketball, they were the Big 12, they were the ACC, and they were the Big Ten. Maybe not in that respective order. You could flip it around any way that you want to, but those right there were the 3 best conferences this year in college basketball. And the fact that Michigan State is playing in this field of 68, not as a number one seed, is horrendous. I think the committee did a terrible job this year. I think it sends the wrong message, and they are not rewarding hard work. You also look at the fact that North Carolina, who won the ACC tournament, who won the ACC regular season title as well, will have a gauntlet potentially to go through to get to the Final Four this year. There's a potential Final Four or Sweet 16 matchup, rather, for North Carolina to take on the likes of either Indiana or Kentucky. And then once you get to the regional final, there's a possibility Notre Dame, West Virginia, and Xavier could all be lurking right there for the Tar Heels. So I really think that the committee got it wrong big time this year. It is an ultimate slap in the face. I think there was some backdoor dealing that went along to get things the way they are, but it totally sends the wrong message. And I don't know how teams are going to respond to this. I know the coaches are going to try their hardest to get their teams to go out there and give their full effort. But the committee did a lot of injustice to a lot of good kids around the country that deserve the right to have a better fate heading into the NCAA tournament. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to thank you for taking the time out to tune into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.